Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. The Marco Radio Happy Hour Show is coming up next. We're a family show, but we're not your typical family show, so you might want to put your kitties to bed, because we talk about stuff. Okay, everybody, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. In the studio this evening, let's see, at the opposite end of the table is my little girl, not so little anymore.
Yes.
Hannah Claire.
Yes, that's me.
Okay. Hello. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes, that's me.
And to her right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
Howdy.
And here I am over in the opposite corner, and I am Mark.
Yes.
Your host. Da, 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 da.
I think that's the first time you've ever introduced yourself.
Yeah, well, we've had a couple of guest hosts. I know that Alejandro was here 1 week, and then I think after that, Enrique was here.
Hey, don't you know he's a man that needs no introduction?
Yeah, I guess.
I thought Pasquale was going to be here this week, but no show.
No show.
So I'm having to do it myself this week.
I see.
So anyway, I know that, let's get started. Last weekend,
yes,
woo-hoo!
Valentine's Day,
yes,
Hannah Claire's 21st birthday,
yes.
Last show, we said that we were going to go to the Petal Pub,
right,
down in downtown St. Petersburg.
Yes.
All right. I became deathly ill.
Yes.
So I did not get to attend.
No.
But the three of you went.
Yes.
So I'd like a little feedback. For our listeners.
Well, it was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very intense.
Yes.
I guess. I don't know. I guess when you hear Petal Pub and it's a 16-person bike thing, you expect to do some work, but man.
Oh, yeah.
You were doing some work.
All right, now
it took some effort.
Yeah.
Do you remember me saying that, we went on that Disney cruise?
Right, yes.
You and Mom went out on the little sailboat.
Yes.
Ty and I took out that pedal thing.
Yes.
And I thought that was so great.
Yes.
For 2 minutes.
Yes.
Well, but this wasn't like that.
No,
and
this
was a lot more fun.
Yeah,
than
this
that.
Wasn't that bad, because once you did get up to speed, you were cruising.
Right.
You know, it wasn't that
was
hard
like,
to pedal anymore. And we took like 2 or 3 breaks.
Right.
You felt
very accomplished.
Yeah.
Well, now I asked Mom if she got any sense that there were any like gears.
Right.
You know, like when you have like a 10 speed, if you put it on first gear, it's like really super easy to pedal.
Right.
Did you get any sense of that?
No.
No,
but I feel like, I don't know if it was because I was sitting in the back seat that didn't have a pedals or anything,
mm-hmm.
but it seemed like when we were on our way back to the garage or whatever, when we were up to speed, there was like crazy clicking going on.
Maybe he was.
I heard
maybe he was
of
shifting
click,
gears.
Click, 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 click. And at one point,
mm-hmm.
when we went through the roundabout, I don't know if you noticed, but we got a lot of speed all of a sudden when we
it
went through that
like
roundabout.
We did.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think he had to have gassed it a little bit or something.
But he didn't have any pedals himself.
No. He didn't have bicycle pedals. Yeah, he had a big red brake, but. He had to have hit a button or something, because I feel like when we got to the roundabout, he knew we weren't going to make it through quick enough. So I mean, because I mean, we kind of whipped through that roundabout pretty quick.
Did you? Did any of you see that story last week, the week before, where now the new thing in competitive bicycling is the new way to cheat instead of doing all the doping and that kind of thing? There's this little miniature motor.
Yeah,
that people are able to put like in their wheel hub.
Yeah.
I wonder if the wheels had those little motors.
Right,
in.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
We'll put those on my bike.
But I did notice, I mean, there was a big battery. I mean, maybe that was just for all the lights and the
lights
radio.
And the radio.
Oh, yeah, sure. Probably
there was
auxiliary
a big
stuff.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So for people that don't know, the Pedal Pub is like a big. What would you call it? Almost
it's like a big rolling tiki bar.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a big rolling tiki bar where it's got four wheels, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, four wheels. What? 16 seats.
16 seats. Each seat is a bicycle seat.
Yeah.
And each seat has pedals.
With the exception of four seats.
Right.
Okay.
That do not have pedals. There's
so
a bench in the back.
12 people could pedal at all times.
Right. Right.
Yeah, there's a bench in the back, and like two of the middle bike seats don't have any pedals.
So you start pretty much down on Beach Drive.
Right.
Is that pretty much
Second
it?
Avenue.
Second Avenue.
Between 2nd Avenue South, between 2nd and 3rd.
Right.
All right. So between 2nd and 3rd, downtown St. Petersburg. And then you head up. Where did you go up? 1st Avenue North or Central Avenue?
I'm trying to.
It seems like we turned right and then we did.
Yeah.
And then left on Central.
Right.
So
yeah.
We did go up Central.
Right.
Now, the roundabout that you're talking about, is that up by Ferg's?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So, yeah, that's where.
So
the
then you were on Central then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Central.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, during the way, you stop at different places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't stop, like, in front of one specific bar or anything.
He kind of stops in the middle of the block and says, what's available.
You can go here, there.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's your options. Be back in 25 minutes.
Okay,
right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And overall, I mean, it's supposed to be a two-hour excursion.
Yeah.
Right.
For you guys, because it turned out that there wasn't a trip after yours.
Right.
It went a little bit longer.
A little bit, yeah.
So very cool.
About 2.5 hours.
You did it from 4 to what, 6:30?
About 6:30.
Can you imagine in the summertime how cool that would be at night?
Yeah.
With all the lights and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I think that would be very cool. Yeah. We'll have to do it again.
I mean, halfway through he turned off.
I'm so sorry I didn't get to go, but there was no way I could have gone.
No.
Unfortunately, I had the plague. I am still feeling the effects of it. And now my blushing bride
has the plague, or is
dealing with it as well. I hope you kids don't get it, because it is brutal. This is probably the worst flu I've had in years.
Right,
I mean, truly. Probably in 20 years, the worst one I've had.
Anyway, can I say one more thing about the Pedal Pub? It was a blast.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely recommend it to anyone who comes into town to do it.
Right.
But there are also, if you go to the Pedal Pub website, there are pedal pubs in quite a few different cities.
Right, yeah.
So if there is a pedal pub near you, or if you go on vacation anywhere else besides St. Pete, definitely do the pedal pub.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
Well, I know that we have quite a few listeners in Richmond, Virginia.
Right.
Downtown Richmond, Virginia would be a great place for a pedal pub.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if they have one.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like Columbus, Ohio does.
Mm-hmm.
Which just to me, it seems it was so fun to see the city and get out and do that.
Yeah.
If we go somewhere, like if we had done the pedal pub before we went to Ohio last summer, we would have done the pedal pub when we were in Ohio.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely
just
cool.
It's so fun to do.
Let's see. One of the things that we tried to do, or you guys tried to do on the pedal pub, was take our GoPro.
Yeah.
And we had never used it before.
Right.
We've had the thing since Christmas, never used it.
Mm-hmm.
So the first attempt is on the pedal pub.
Yes.
I can tell you, I've seen the video.
Yeah.
Very clear. The audio is good.
Oh, there's audio?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
the audio is good, except for The whole thing is upside down.
Yeah, because the guy said, oh, yeah, I have a GoPro mount.
Right.
But it was like on the ceiling of the thing. So it was okay, yeah, I guess if we just flip it, that'll work.
Well, wouldn't it like auto flip or something?
Yeah, you would think.
Apparently, ours isn't set to auto flip.
Right, yeah, nice. Somehow.
There's a button or something that we
I mean, you would think that just like your cell phone,
yeah,
it would automatically adjust.
Rotate. Yeah.
So, right. You know, because what's funny is when you go, when you load it onto your computer and you look at the picture's right side up.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the video starts, It's upside down.
It's upside down.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
I don't know. And I tried to go in and manipulate it and rotate it.
Yeah, there's got to be a way.
There's got to be a way. But I thought it was funny. Dad and I were watching it at 8 times
fast forward.
And it's hysterical because, you know, it's all wee dee 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 dee. You know, we're all bouncing
crazy,
up and down.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of make you a little motion sick.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Especially upside down.
Yeah, and by those murals down that alley, you know, where it's like all bumpy. And we're like wee dee 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 dee.
Right.
That's cool.
Hannah Claire, one of the other things that you did is you stayed at the Cordova.
Yes, the Cordova.
Now, it's supposedly haunted.
Haunted.
As a matter of fact, it's on what, the haunted hotel registry here in town?
Yes. Right, it is part of the ghost tour.
All right.
It looks haunted.
Anything?
I didn't notice anything, honestly.
Nothing.
No, I was expecting, you know, some really freaky stuff, but
no bumps in the night. No.
Slept through it.
I mean, the only thing I have noticed is every morning since my birthday, I've woken up at 7 a.m. on the dot, wide awake.
I wonder what that's about.
I don't know. It's weird. It happened this morning. It happened every morning. I woke up there.
And every morning since.
Yeah.
That's so Dovo giving your wake-up call.
Yeah, exactly. That's so
permanent wake-up call.
Right. And I mean, I stayed up late last night, you know. I mean, somewhat late, you know, 11, 12-ish.
Nope, 7 o'clock.
7 a.m., wide awake.
All right, well,
yeah.
Our little girl is 21 years old now, and sounds like I had a very good birthday.
I did. Yes. So very great.
I just wish I had been there to help celebrate.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. What else? What else do we have here? Pre-show dinner. We are still on our ongoing quest for the best area pizza. And tonight we tried pizza from Jodo's, which is located right here in Little Old Seminole. They actually have two locations. The Seminole location is, it says it's for Seminole and the Beaches. It's located at 13050 Park Boulevard. If you want to call them for a takeout or delivery, you can call them at 727-397-6661. Their other location is Pinellas Park / South Largo, and they are located at 9119 Belcher Road, and their number is 727-544-5611. So now let's get to the pizza.
Yes.
All right. After last week's disaster pizza, this was a nice surprise.
Mm-hmm.
This was not the first time that we had been to Jodo's.
Right.
But I can tell you that I have not been to Jodo's in probably 15 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Right. So I didn't remember.
Right.
I know it's a popular place. It's locally, I mean, it's like a family-owned place.
Family-owned and operated since 1974.
Ooh. Okay.
Wow.
And pleasantly surprised. Yeah. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Stephanie, what exactly did we get? We got the deluxe, right?
We got the Jodo's deluxe without anchovies.
Right.
And the small cheese pizza.
Yes.
And the Jodo fingers, which are their garlic bread.
Mm-hmm.
We did not do a white pizza.
Right.
Yeah.
Mostly because the white pizzas are for me, and there was no pizza going on quite yet for me.
Yeah,
so
I don't blame you.
We skipped that, but everything looked delicious. Price was very good.
Yeah, $34.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Very reasonable. Yeah.
And basically fed 6 people.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's a very good deal. And very good pizza. So I guess the four of us, as far as the gin scale goes, 4 thumbs up.
Yeah.
All right. So what we've got so far on this great pizza quest, we've got Pizza Shack,
which blew me away. I thought it was fantastic.
That was very exciting.
One of the best pizzas I've ever had.
That's still, I think, number one.
Yeah. Then we went to A Amore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that was wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, it was a little
weird. Then right back up to not as good as Pizza Shack, but really good pizza from Jodo's.
Yes.
We did discuss that because there are so many pizza places here in this area, and we don't want to leave anybody out, we originally said that February is going to be our Pizza Quest month. Right. Well, we're going to have to extend it. So we're probably going to go through March as well. So,
well, you got March Madness coming up.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So get used to pizza on Friday night, kids.
For a few more weeks, because we still haven't done beach pizza,
original pizza. Yeah. What about Mike's
pizza? Right. So we still have quite a few more to do, and if you play your cards right, Ty, you might even get a Stromboli from Original out of the deal. Right.
Yeah,
I like that.
As far as that A Amore pizza that was referred to us by Raleigh Feldman, Raleigh, if you're listening. Buddy, if you're looking for a good pizza, just keep listening to the show. We'll find you one.
Yeah, we'll get you one.
Quit going to that place. It's bad. Bad, bad, bad. All right, let's talk about sports, man. Let's see.
Not much in sports.
Well, not so much about sports, just because here we are. We're sort of in what I call the dead zone between the ending of football and the beginning of baseball. Yes, there are other sports going on, like hockey and basketball and God knows what else. But I'm not really that interested in those sports. I'm the, you know, your regular sports, your football and baseball.
Right.
And that's what
regular
I like.
Regular dude.
Yeah. However, this Sunday, we have the Daytona 500. It starts at 1 o'clock on Fox. Woo. And that's Sunday. Woo. Ty, I know you're very excited about that.
Oh, you know it.
I
cannot wait.
Ty's going to get himself a Busch beer and watch some TV. Right.
Mama, I'm going fast.
This is actually the 58th running of the Daytona 500. If you go, you'll experience Daytona like never before, as 58 years of history on the high banks will be showcased in the world's first motorsports stadium. Apparently, they've done all kinds of upgrades to the stadium. It says you will find wider seats, upgraded amenities, and what's it say?
And what's that?
Unmatched sight lines.
What about, like, ramps?
No ramps.
Yeah.
Big flaming ring.
Yeah.
Flaming ring.
Spike
pit. Right there. Pit row. Yeah,
it's now a figure eight track.
Yeah. Let's make it interesting.
Some robot cheetahs.
Yeah.
Gladiators.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The audience can shoot arrows, you know.
Yeah, you know we'll have it on somewhere in the house. One of the TVs will have the Daytona 500 on, just in case there's a good crash.
Well, look, it is a sport. There's a lot of money in that sport.
Yes.
And it's amazing to me. Well, it's amazing to me the speeds that they drive and sustain for that many laps with that many cars.
Right.
I mean, it's... Truly, I mean, you have to be a good driver to be
there. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
No.
I'd be scared to death. You know, I get scared over 35. No.
Come on.
Just kidding. Okay. Let's do our beer tasting. But before we do, we need to take a break. And when we come back, we will do that. And then we will get into the rest of the show.
Sweet.
I went and said goodbye. been drinking, baby, yeah. I'm a beer drinker, baby, yeah. I drink beer all night long. Listen to my drinking song. I'm a beer drinker, baby, yeah.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Dad makes me do it.
Okay, everybody, we are back, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Mm-hmm. All right, geez, had that little bit of a break. I didn't even get my act together and get the beer out.
Well, way of course
not. Way to go.
Let me go over to the moist satchel.
Oh, God, why do you do that?
Okay.
Look, we brought you this special beer from, this was your prize from missing out on Hannah's birthday.
Yeah. Okay, and I will get to what the beer is in just a second. I am going to open it. And I'm pouring the first offering.
Ooh, that's really gold.
Oh, stop. You say something negative every time, Hannah. Like you're 21 pain. Now. You're going to have to grow up and drink like a man.
I liked my pear cider.
Yeah, well, your pear cider is the same color.
Well.
Cider's for girls.
Yeah, well, what do you think I am?
We have some questions.
Last time we checked.
Have some questions about you.
Uh-huh.
All right, hang on, everybody. Let me get mine. All right. We all have our offering. Okay. Somebody go ahead and try it. Well, I tell you what. Let me tell you first who it is. This week's offering, just like last week's offering, comes from Green Bench Brewing Company, located right here in downtown St. Petersburg.
Yes.
The name of this offering is Sunshine City IPA.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
So who's going to be the first victim?
Well, I've tried mine.
And?
It does not go well with cough drops.
Ah.
Ooh, it's got a real funky smell.
Just try it, please.
Here I go.
It's not asparagus.
Grapefruit. Oh,
God, it might as well be.
Is it really grapefruit?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I thought it was the cough drop.
Ty got his lip wet. Let's see what happens.
It's really kicked around grapefruity. I thought the other one was kicked around grapefruit. No, this is
one of those ones that's pretty harsh.
Yeah. Now, see, we went to the Green Bench Brewery on our Pedal Pub tour.
Right.
Hannah had...
I had a Pinellas Peach.
Which was delicious. Delicious. Amazing, but I wasn't able to buy any of that to bring home. Mm-hmm. And then Jeremy had...
Oh, I forget what his was called.
Anyway, his was good, too.
Yeah, his was good, so we tried. And some of the people on the Pedal Pub.
Well,
they were drinking. No wonder that guy was acting so goofy.
Yeah, that guy was acting like a jerk-off. Now, last week's offering from Green Bench, that Happy Hermit, mm-hmm. I thought was fantastic.
Oh, I didn't very realize smooth. That one was from Green Bench.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
very cool. Smooth. I thought that one was very good. What it says about this beer here, it says, St. Petersburg, otherwise known as Sunshine City, holds a Guinness World Record for logging the most consecutive days of sunshine that started in 1967 and lasted an insane 768 days. In celebration of our beautiful sunny city, Sunshine City IPA was designed to be as bright as the warmest summer day. Now, one of the things that you might taste, mm-hmm. I didn't taste it in here, but the can says you might taste this. Tangerine.
Mm-hmm.
Papaya.
I really like papaya. I did not taste any
peach?
Papaya. No.
Mm-mm. Kiwi.
No.
Pineapple?
Maybe peach.
I mean, I still have a little bit left. Let me see.
It's got one of those, I don't even know how to describe it. Not really sweet, but like a hard.
I almost feel like it's flavor. When it first goes in my mouth, I can taste the peach.
Yeah.
But then it
like
goes
a musty fruit flavor. You know what? I don't know. It's got that.
I can almost taste, I wouldn't know what papaya tastes like anyway, but I certainly don't taste tangerine, and I'm not sure.
I feel like it tastes like a Christmas tree.
I
can taste a little bit of peach, but I also taste grapefruit, which it doesn't even say it has in it.
Oh, so, really?
Anyway.
Well, that's what you get when you combine all those fruits. It turns it into grapefruit.
Anybody want to guess what it pairs best with?
Pizza. Not cough drops.
A grapefruit.
Well, I'll tell you.
A warm summer day.
It pairs best with shitty attitudes.
On a green bench.
Frowns and rainy days.
Aww.
Does it say that?
No. No, because it's sunshine.
Look,
I mean,
I've decided if the can doesn't say it, I'm making it up. It says the alcohol content is 6.8% by volume.
So, and that is why.
Yeah.
So, all right, as far as
the one guy was the complete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, on the gin scale, what do we?
Yuck.
All right, that's one yuck.
I'm going to disqualify myself because I might like this
Ty,
one.
Ty, you're yuck.
I don't even think.
I'm going to give it.
See
the cough of approval.
You can't even do it.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up. I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I don't like it at all.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try it on a warm summer day.
Mm-hmm. Why are all these craft beers made of grapefruit?
I don't know. I would like to go to one of the breweries and ask one of the guys that.
Well, and that's what's so surprising because at Green Bench they had like a big screen TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was cycling through.
That was cycling through. I think the choices, you must have had 24 or
at
more
least, yeah.
choices
right.
of beer. And like I said, the one that bent The Pinellas Peach was fantastic. And the other one.
Well, the Happy Hermit that we had last week was very mild, very refreshing.
Yeah, I wish I remembered what Jeremy's was. It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad. It was good. Mm-hmm. It was
I think you probably would have liked it, Dad.
Well, I like most beer, but if it's too bitter like that, I'm not crazy about it. But,
and it wasn't. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't
at all.
It
was very smooth.
It was very good.
Now I can see myself having to suffer through the rest of this six pack.
Yeah,
right.
And I'll do it. I'll take it for the team.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll just hide the cough drops.
Yeah.
No, but we do need to go down there because that was one of the other things that you missed on the Pedal Pub tour.
Mm-hmm.
Is how cool Green Bench Brewing really is.
Yeah, it was really neat.
Yeah, I want to go. You said that they had a big side yard.
Yeah.
You said that they show movies on the side wall of the adjacent building. I think that's pretty cool. That'll be really cool in the summertime.
Yeah, giant Jenga, corn tossed.
Oh, really?
Adirondack chairs.
I want to play giant Jenga.
A fire pit. Oh,
I mean, it was
cool.
Very cool.
I'm going to have to go down there. We're going to have to go down there. The weather's starting to get really nice. Hopefully,
it is.
The weather that we had this week,
hopefully
that's going to carry over.
Hopefully, we have turned the corner.
Yeah,
right.
Hopefully. I mean, look how close we are to March.
Right.
And, that's springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got to be warm.
Right. Anyway, all right, so you spent a lot of time downtown last weekend.
Yes.
Can you imagine if they had, instead of buses...
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taxis, they had gondolas.
Yeah.
Sky gondolas.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You know, like when you go to Disney,
the sky ride?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
From Treasure Island all the way downtown.
So I talked to Mom about this, and I showed her the article before the show. And for a federal grant bid, St. Pete officials envisioned gondolas gliding above streets.
Whoa.
Yeah. The city of St. Pete is one of 70 applicants vying for the $40 million Smart City Challenge federal grant that emphasizes alternative and innovative transportation.
Hmm.
So I think that's very cool.
Yeah.
So what St. Pete did is they sent in their application with this vision of gondolas.
Nice.
I think it's
spectacular.
Yeah,
I think that's fantastic. Crazy cool. It says that the finalists will be announced in March, and the winner will be announced in June.
Hmm.
How cool would that be?
Super cool.
You know, let's see. One of the benefits of having this gondola system, first of all, it's cheaper than a rail system.
Right.
Yes.
And they say that it would not take a lot of property to get it done, because most of it's in the air.
Right.
You need certain stations... You know, drop off and pick up stations.
Right.
But
and then
that's
places
about it.
For the posts or the poles.
Yeah,
the actual property footprint is small as far as, implementing the plan.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to cover a pretty big area.
Yeah.
So, Ty, listen up, because this would affect you greatly. This would be a great opportunity for you, where you live, mm-hmm. to head straight downtown on a gondola.
Yeah.
Right. So it says, proposed gondola lines would head south along 4th Street from the Gateway area, then head west along 1st Avenues north and south, with a spur to Tyrone Boulevard and on to Treasure Island and St. Pete Beach.
Wow.
I've got to think that like the hub in Treasure Island, John's Pass.
Yeah,
I mean, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I mean, you walk to work anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so you could walk right there, hop on the gondola and be downtown. And then it says another spur would go along 34th Street through the Skyway Marina District, which is all the way down, mm-hmm. you know, by the Skyway, down that end, and end up at Eckerd College.
Whoa. Wow.
So it's going to cover
how cool
a
is that?
Big yeah. area.
That's
now,
really cool.
None of this is going to happen
right.
unless they get this grant money.
Right.
But what a great idea.
Oh, it is a great so idea.
Cool. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Especially downtown St. Pete. I mean, it has, when we moved here, you didn't want to go down there.
No.
And now all of a sudden it's fantastic down there.
It
you
is.
Guys were down there on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You said that when you left down there after the pedal pub, the place was still bustling. That's 7:30, 8 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Yeah. Right.
You know, now granted the next day was a holiday for some people,
right.
President's Day.
Oh man, you should have seen it.
And then you were down there for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Monday night was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday,
yeah.
crazy.
So, I mean,
you know.
So, all right, the next day when you were down there, you went did some bar hopping.
Yes.
Did you go any place memorable or anything?
I can't remember really the names of most of the places or what I was drinking.
Right.
But we hit like 4 or 5 different places. Oh, I had the best Cuban sandwich I have ever had at
this is like, important. I like those.
It's like the pagoda. It's not pagoda. It's
Oh no.
Oh, I should have looked
it's
up.
It's the Ono Cuban place. Well, we can look it up.
We'll look it up. It was really good.
I don't want you to get a wink of sleep until you figure this out.
I won't.
Anyway, look, we really need to play Stump the Chump.
Oh.
Stephanie, do we have a theme?
We do. It's a recycled theme. It is dumb stuff with weird answers.
Oh.
Dumb stuff with weird answers.
Did
okay.
Did you ever get an answer for the Burton or anything?
No. Mm.
They slept in separate beds, but they did take baths together.
Okay.
Oh.
They did have twin beds, but... Mm-hmm. But they did take baths together.
Oh, that's cool.
So.
okay.
My answer still stands.
No, so you get a half a point.
Right. Let's see. So
bodega.
Bodega.
The bodega.
And they serve the best Cuban you've ever had.
The best Cuban I've ever had was from the bodega. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, we need to take a break. And when we come back, we'll play our crazy answers version of Stump the Chump.
Sweet.
We'll be right back.
Met a girl called Lola and I took her back to my place. Feeling guilty, feeling scared, hidden cameras everywhere. Stop! Hold on. Stay in control.
Okay, everybody, we are back. That's the Kinks with Destroyer. Tonight we started off with American Woman by Lenny Kravitz, and then we did Signed, Sealed, and Delivered by Stevie Wonder.
Nice. Nice group of music there, honey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on RadioSt.Pete.com. Let's play Stump the Chump. Everybody have their bell, their hooter, their ringer.
Yes. Everybody ready? Okay. In the French vineyards, it is illegal to do what? Land a flying saucer.
Yes.
Eat grapes. Or have sex. Hannah.
Eat grapes.
No.
Last one.
Sex. Mark.
No.
What?
Tyler.
Flying. What? Really?
Land a flying saucer. Go all tie. Right.
Eat all the grapes and fornicate all you want.
Oh, fornicate all you want. Just saucers. No landing flying saucers.
Way to go, France.
In Texas, it's illegal to swear in front of what? A corpse?
The Alamo.
No.
No.
Don't mess with Texas, man.
Yeah, right. A corpse, a cow, or a horse? Hannah.
Cow.
No.
Horse.
No.
Really? What?
A corpse.
A corpse.
Nobody gets...
Of corpse.
A corpse.
Of course it's a corpse.
What type of... This is a good one. What type of sportsmen are most likely to get diseased anuses or rectums?
Swimmers.
Whoa. Polo players.
Big kickers.
No.
Olympic divers.
Soccer players.
Do you want the choices?
Yeah. Bobsled. I don't know.
Water skiers, ooh, bike riders, that or one. Jockeys?
I got it. Water skiers for sure.
Water skiers. Yeah. I'll give you
that.
You
ever gotten a lake douche? It's painful.
No.
I have. All right.
Ty has one.
That's
Mark.
Bad news.
Ty has bad one. Mark has one. I don't know. After that.
I've heard hacky sack is pretty bad news.
Yeah.
Someday you're going to have to talk about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And big boy's name Lance.
Yes. In South Dakota, it's illegal to fall down and sleep where? On the street, in a bar, or in a cheese factory? Hannah.
Cheese factory.
Yes.
Yeah.
You had to go all with right. The dumbest one.
Yeah, one up.
Pretty much.
Everybody's got one. It is illegal in Georgia to eat what with a fork? To eat soup, to eat grits, or to eat fried chicken? Hannah.
I'm going grits.
No.
Fried chicken.
Yes. Ty, why aren't you ringing?
Because, like, this I'm is like, nonsense.
All right, well, Dad's up to you have one. Hannah has one. And that didn't I say it was
pick
ridiculous?
Up your ringer. You can't just lay the ringer down.
I'm getting to it.
In Blythe, California, you can't wear cowboy boots unless you own at least 5 what? Ty.
Horses?
No.
Ostriches?
No.
Cow patties.
5, well, one of my choices was 5 horses. 5 acres of land or 5 head of cattle?
Cattle.
Hannah.
Cattle.
Well, Hannah rang. Right. She gets it.
Yeah.
All right. So Mark has 2. Hannah has 2. Ty has 1. In Kansas, it's illegal to eat cherry pie with what? Ice cream, whipped cream, or chocolate syrup?
Ew, chocolate syrup. Gross. Ugh.
No, it's not chocolate syrup.
Ice cream?
Yes. Dad's up. Dad is up 3. Come on, guys. He could win with this.
Ty was trying to win.
In the game of ice hockey, what was the first puck used made out of?
Goon. No, I don't know.
What?
Was it that? No.
Did you say goon?
Goon. Yeah, was it that hockey movie? I don't know.
You can't just name hockey. Mighty Ducks. Yeah,
I don't know. Rubber, what? Tires. I don't know.
No.
Rubber.
What? Think about it. What would
rock.
The first puck be made out
rock.
Of?
A rock.
Frozen what?
Ice.
Coal.
Pee?
Poop? No.
Poop.
Really? Cow manure.
Gross.
One for Ty. All right, so Mark
starting
has
to warm
3.
Up, guys.
Yeah.
Gross. Puck's starting to stick to my stick.
It was starting to leave skid marks. Gotta go.
Damn Canada.
Yeah.
Mark has 3, Hannah has 2, Ty has 2. What ailment kills most fruit flies? Is it constipation, vomiting, or diarrhea?
Oh.
Hannah.
I thought you were going to say diabetes. I guess diarrhea.
No.
Constipation.
Yes.
Nice. Cool.
With constipation. Ty is up. Ty has three. Dad has three. Hannah has two. Ty, you can
come
take
back
it
kid.
All here. Mm. It's illegal in Texas to put what on your neighbor's cow? Graffiti, a hat, or a bell? Mark.
Graffiti.
Yes. And with graffiti, you win. Do not graffiti your neighbor's cow.
But you can still tip it over.
But yeah, you right. can still tip it over.
And put a fancy hat on.
Yes.
Where's my good stuff here? Come on, where is it? Are you kidding? I don't have it on here anymore.
Oh, man.
What'd you
what
lose?
What a bummer.
Oh, no.
What happened to my button?
Oh, no.
Oh, uh-oh. Find it.
It's gone.
Oh. That was easy.
Yeah. I have an easy button.
All right. let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This just in.
Here we go.
Yeah. Jeb Bush says he's the only candidate who has the you-know-what to go up against Donald Trump.
Herpes.
Well, Jeb, you can't claim to have balls if you don't have the balls to say balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go, Jeb.
Healthcare of the week. Yeah. Marijuana affects memory.
Nice. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I sold that.
Yeah. Yeah. Tricky.
And the Oscar yeah. goes too. Not Leo.
Not Leo, yeah, right.
Hold on.
Draws like a pencil.
Yeah, right.
Killing myself, right. Says, many marijuana smokers enjoy the drug's short-term high, but a new study reveals that weed may also wreak long-term havoc on the brain.
What were we talking about?
Everybody paying attention?
Huh?
What?
Yeah, what were we talking about? researchers found that years of pot smoking could hinder people's ability to recall certain words.
Ah!
Good.
Kind of like, how you say?
Pagoda?
Yeah, pagoda.
The team.
Exactly.
Gondola? What was the name of that place?
The team tracked the marijuana use of nearly 3,400 men and women over the course of 25 years. Wow. You really think they did that?
That's a pretty big study if they did.
Well, the team obviously didn't smoke marijuana.
Yeah.
They would have given up. They're not gonna, they're not gonna last 25 years.
They would have forgotten that they were doing it.
At the end of the study, the subjects were tested on their verbal memory, mental processing speed, and executive function.
Okay. So did they have a control group?
I just told you. 3,400 men and women.
Totally just said that.
Yep, no, but I mean, wait.
What?
It appears to be accurate.
Did they? How many of them were non-pot smokers?
No, these were 3,400 men and women who smoked marijuana.
Okay,
right,
so don't
they have the control group?
Don't you have to compare them to 3,400 people who don't?
Well, the other, the rest
they
of
forgot.
The world. Well, you got the 3,400 people that smoke, and then you got everybody else.
Right, but they didn't test everybody else.
Well, I'm sure they must have.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, see, I'm calling it bunk.
This was a very small article. It was not an in-depth article.
Was it missing some words?
Yeah, and I may have left some out. It says, for every 5 years of exposure to marijuana, the study found one out of two smokers remembered one word fewer from a list of 15, a small but statistically significant effect. Marijuana use didn't affect other areas of brain function, but the more pot people smoked, the worse they performed on memory tests.
So what's everybody else's excuse?
I don't know.
Did they just lose the words, or did they end up replacing them? Like, sometimes I start a sentence fine, but I end with the wrong cranberry.
Well, you know, I was wondering. Okay.
Just like that.
Well, I kind of thought that maybe they lost what the actual meaning of the word was.
Oh.
You know, maybe they gave them a list of 15 vocabulary words. And at the beginning of the test, they knew all the definitions. And every 5 years, they tested them. And every 5 years, they lost a couple of the meanings. It's like, well, I used to know what that means, but I really have no idea now.
Yeah, but I feel like that just happens.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. And what kind of words are we talking about?
Right, yeah.
No, I don't know. Giraffe. Cat, dog.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
They know what a doobie is. Right,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know these words, but I know my dealer's address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And phone number.
And phone number. Got that on lock.
Yeah, got that on lockdown. Hannah Claire, do you have any idea who Sirhan Sirhan is?
Nope.
Try again. Sirhan Sirhan.
Heard of it.
Not it. It's not an it. It's a person.
Is it?
Yes.
Great.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Hold on, let me roll this real quick. We'll get back
do either of you know who RFK was?
Yes.
Is that like KFC?
Nope. RFK was Senator Robert F. Kennedy, brother of former and assassinated John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated November 22nd, 1963, and was the 35th president.
Hmm.
Oh. You do remember JFK? You know JFK?
Yes.
RFK was his brother?
Yeah.
Okay. Fast forward 5 years to 1968 and the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, California. RFK had just won the Democratic presidential primary in California, only to be shot to death by Sirhan Sirhan.
Yes.
Right after the event, he was walking like through the kitchen area.
Right.
And
right.
Sirhan ran up and shot him to death.
Okay, I remember that.
Okay. Now, the reason I brought this up is because last week, for the 15th time, officials denied parole for Sirhan Sirhan, the assassin of Robert F. Kennedy. The decision came after Sirhan answered questions from the California Penal or Parole Panel during a hearing that lasted more than 3 hours.
Hmm.
The panel concluded Sirhan didn't show adequate remorse or understanding the enormity of his crime.
Well, I mean, his name is Sirhan Sirhan.
Right. Hope
he doesn't lose one of those words.
The 71-year-old Sirhan stuck to his previous account that he did not remember the shooting in 1968. He said, I can't deny it or confirm it. I just wish the whole thing had never taken place.
Well, okay.
Now, a couple of interesting things about that period of time. JFK was assassinated the same day that my mother, your Grammy, found out she was pregnant with me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Spooky.
Yep. I was 8 days shy of my 4th birthday when RFK was assassinated June 6, 1968, your birthday, some 48 years ago. Happened a long time ago.
Well.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just a little history lesson for you brats.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go. Oh, quick Python update.
Oh right, goodness. Since we didn't do the Python challenge
for Hannah's birthday.
Sorry to let you all down.
Okay, the official results of the 2016 Python challenge won't be released until February 27th. However, I can tell you that the challenge ended Sunday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, or better known as Hannah's birthday.
Yes.
And as of Saturday, February 13th, 102 had been bagged and killed, nearly doubling the number bagged during the 2013 Python Challenge. Whoa. The biggest python caught as of Saturday measured 16 feet 10 inches.
Yeah.
That's a whopper.
That's a big one.
There were 1,006 licensed hunters for this year's event as opposed to 1,500 in 2013.
Plenty of room for us.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The scary thing is you need to keep in mind that just two female pythons, each laying a single clutch of eggs, could replace that entire population that they killed.
Wow.
In one shot. How about that?
That's crazy.
The Florida Everglades are full of these invasive snakes, and I am sick about it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Too bad they don't have it during June. We could go do that for your birthday, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we could send you and Paul down.
Yeah.
Both. Boys weekend.
Both of us big snake people.
Yes.
Okay. This is my WTF segment of the show. And it has to do with my favorite airline, Allegiant.
Oh, great. Here we go.
I want to know when the FAA is going to step in and say, WTF.
Okay.
Over the past 2 weeks, I've collected three frightening articles regarding Allegiant Airlines. The first one, tires blow out on Allegiant flight out of Florida.
Nice.
Took off from Orlando Sanford International, landed at Lehigh Valley International. 158 people on board, no one injured. But two tires blew out upon landing.
Yeah, that'd do it for me.
That shouldn't happen.
No, the
How
second
many pads
the
for soil. Yeah.
Right. Could you imagine how loud
undisclosed
that would be? It'd sound like the whole thing's exploding.
Yeah.
Talking about bumpy.
The second article says Allegiant plane abruptly lands amid burning odor.
No.
Took off from St. Pete Clearwater International, headed for Omaha, Nebraska.
Great.
Emergency landing in Birmingham, Alabama. 153 passengers on board. No one injured. Everybody on board assumed the plane was on fire.
Again, how many soiled pits?
Yeah. I don't know. I think those blown tires would be more than that.
The last one is, now I collected all these three, over the last 2 weeks.
All right. Keep going.
Allegiant flight has double trouble. A plane set to go to Las Vegas from, it's stapled over, North Dakota is grounded as is its replacement.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So they're about to board the plane.
Yeah.
They decide that there's a mechanical problem. They ground that plane, bring out another plane, and before they can load that one, ground it.
Oh, God.
Nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Did they say why?
Mm-hmm. No, they didn't. They would not disclose why.
Those were serious.
Yeah. Allegiant is an airline out of Las Vegas, which makes up 95% of the traffic out of St. Pete Clearwater International Airport. Over the last several months, Allegiant has had a number of maintenance-related incidents, including several emergency landings.
Wow.
Excuse me, but I'd rather walk.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
We are getting down to the end of the show.
Yes.
Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you would like to add?
No, I'm so happy to be 21.
Happy Good. Birthday to
We're
Hannah.
Happy for you.
Did you get any like fan mail or anything?
No. Duchess,
yeah.
Duchess, wish me a happy birthday. Right. Thank you.
My friend Nancy from high school, she also wished you a happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah, and she said she loves the show.
Good.
I think that's fantastic. She says she's recently incurred a 5-hour commute, and she's been listening to a lot of the Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
Nice.
So I think that's fantastic.
Sorry about your
I would love
commute,
to hear what it sounds like in the car. I'm assuming that's how she's listening to it.
Probably.
If she can hook up like her MP3 player or whatever comes out her car speakers, I don't know. Anyway, I think that'd be very interesting. Anyway, Ty Ginn, you got anything?
No, not really.
Steph?
Yeah, don't get this flu.
Right, I agree.
Good luck to all.
It truly is the plague of 2016.
Yes.
All right, well, if there's nothing else, as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. It is Friday, February, 19th. We will see you again next Friday. We're looking forward to it. Hoorah! Out.
That's it.